We're back here on our coaches show, our Wyota Steakhouse coaches show on KSOM as we get ready for the showdown between AHSTW and Riverside. And joining us now is the head coach for the Vikings, G.G. Harrison. Coach, a wild win, a comfort behind win last week over Neola Tri-Center, but a win nevertheless. How are you feeling as you come into this showdown against the Bulldogs?
Feeling good, yeah. Like you said, definitely a week one showdown. Tri-Center, you know, huge. Shout out to those guys. They came prepared and they fought hard, and just a huge resilient win for us. Our guys really hung in there, just stuck to it. You know, one play at a time. You know, we always say the motto is the next play, and it definitely was that type of game. And so for week one to have that resiliency and the guys come together, feel really good. And now heading into week two, you know, get a host Riverside. Always, you know, the battle of 59, always a rivalry for us. So looking forward to it.
Well, obviously a wild third quarter there against Tri-Center. I mean, they clearly gave you a football game. I don't know if you expected that or not, but nevertheless, there it was. They had returned a kick for a touchdown, and then you answered right back as Luke Sternberg took it all the way to the house from 95 yards out. How can you explain just that sequence of events there in that third quarter that really probably changed the momentum of the game?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I don't know if I've ever seen one of those. I've definitely never been a part of one of those where we finally found a way to get in the end zone and they respond with a kickoff return. And that could have sucked the life out of us right there. And, you know, guys on the sideline were kind of, the heads were down for a second, but we said, all right, KOR, you know, you're up. Why not us? Our turn, you know, why not? Why not? And I tell you what, again, credit to Tri-Center. They did a lot. That's a really good football team over there. They're going to have a very successful season. We struggled getting Luke Sternberg the ball. And I tell you what, it was nice. We were getting the ball on a kickoff there. And guys, you know, paved the way for him. And he was able to find his way in the end zone to get it right back into a fighting chance for us, get it back to a one-score game. And for that sequence to happen, doesn't happen very often. It was a huge resilience. We keep saying that, but it was a great response from our guys.
So is that something is going to be a main focus for you here against Riverside? Stenberg only had 5 carries for 11 yards. Obviously that needs to improve.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we were not satisfied with that as a staff. We know guys are going to take him away. And so we still have to find ways to get him the ball, to get him touches, not just quality touches, but guaranteed touches. And we've talked a lot about that in the preseason. We didn't know what that would look like in a week one. We weren't satisfied with it, and we know we need to get the ball in his hands. That being said, you know, we have a lot of dynamic players, and, you know, Cam's number was kind of called a little bit more that week one. Somebody else is going to have to be ready to step up in week two for that. And whether that's we're throwing the ball, running the ball, we got a lot of guys that can do special things with it. But, yes, to answer your question, yeah, we got to get the ball in Sternberg's hands more.
But yet, Suka picked up the slack for you, 126 yards, averaged 7.5 yards a carry, threw for 158, no picks. You know, those are solid numbers for his night at quarterback.
Yeah, no, really a really strong outing by him for week one. I will say, you know, it took him a while to settle in the game. Again, Tri-Center really came after us, been there years back. We're giving us some frustrations and some fits in the box. And so some things were a little ill-timed and made it difficult on Camden, and he finally settled down a little bit, and that helped by establishing the run a little bit, getting him using his legs a little bit more. And then once we were able to do that, the pass game started to open up a little bit, and we were able to spread the ball around again. So that's what we're going to look to do to kind of keep him in the game and keep his decision-making. You know, it's got to be positive, but just keeping it healthy, keeping it on time. And so we don't want to put too much on him, but at the same time, he's a senior. We trust his decision-making.
What stood out for you defensively against Tri-Center?
Oh, man, I tell you what, we got a lot of hats to the ball late. First half, we were not satisfied how we played. More so just kind of we were catching people. We weren't necessarily doing the hitting. And the guys did a great job making some adjustments, just some angles in pursuit of the football. Second half defense was super stout in the box. We stopped their run. We were able to get them behind the sticks and be a little bit more predictable in the passing game. And that's where we wanted to be. In the first half, it wasn't that. And so they responded really well, tightened things up in the box. And when they were getting their athletes the ball, we had a lot of white hats to the football. We were rallying to the ball, shoring up tackles. We got a few turnovers. So just a much better team defense in the second half.
So you got an emotional come-from-behind win. Riverside got a blowout win over West Monona. You know, I don't know who has the advantage momentum-wise coming into this game. It might be pretty even, don't you think, Coach?
Yeah, typically, yeah. I mean, you got one. Yeah, you got both sides of the coin here. I mean, it's you know, we're only 15 miles apart. We know each other very well. They're well coached. They're young. They don't have anything to lose. People would say that we probably have everything to lose, and we're at home. But we're at a good spot. It's still early in the year. We feel really comfortable where we're at. We know that we've got to get better. So looking for a really good week of practice. We know that they're going to come out swinging. And so we got to make sure that we're tight and ready to go. We don't want to wait for the second half to respond. We want to come out right from the start, set the tone, make a statement, and play for four quarters.
How about Jackson Gordon, their tailback? 185 for him in week one. Obviously a very talented football player. What kind of pressure does he put on your defense?
Yeah, no, talented running back. I mean, he's just gotten better each year. He's a lot stronger. You can tell he's put a lot of time in the offseason. And so, one, we got to stop him in the box. And, we, you know, if they want to run inside, we got to make it bounce and make it go outside. Obviously, if they want to go outside, we want to flush it back in. And so that's going to be primary number one, is we got to control him. He can't get away. And then when we do get him out in space and when we do fit him up, we got to be sure tacklers. You know, he's a strong kid, put some time in. So we got to make sure we get a lot of hats to the ball. And then at that same time, you know, we got to know that they're going to come with their second and third options. They got a few athletes out there. There's a Rose kid and a Roller kid that's very physical. And they do a lot of the dirty work. But, man, if you don't key on them and don't keep you honest, they'll make you pay for it. And so reading your keys, staying really tight in the box. Obviously, we're going to try to do our best to take away Gordon. But we also know that they have other guys that can hurt us too. And so we're going to be super sound in the box and make sure we play top down, inside out.
What stands out for you on their defensive side? I mean, Jet Rose led them in tackles, but it looks like they got a lot of balance there on defense.
Yeah, they play a really, really tough 3-4 type of defense, almost looks like a 5-2 at times. They got their edge players. You know, again, we know each other very well. They're not going to allow us to get space. You know, they're going to try really hard to make things really tight for us and make it really difficult, messy inside the box, make the running game hard. They're going to bring some pressure, and they'll have good coverage behind. So, you know, we've got to be very balanced as well. We got to take advantage of what they give us, you know. So whatever they're giving us, we got to take it. We got to be very decisive in our decision making. Everybody's got to be ready when their name's called. But yeah, they got some dudes on defense, and so we gotta own the running game. We gotta establish a running game, and then from there, hopefully, we can open up with a passing game. And yeah, four quarters. Hopefully, you know, we're controlling the tempo and the pace of the game on the offensive side.
Should be a good one. Coach, really appreciate your hospitality here in Avoca, and really looking forward to tonight's game. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
G.G. Harris, head coach for AHSTW, joining us here on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show on KSOM.